Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
Today, in a life study entitled The Divine and Rich Provision for Our Constant Salvation, and joining us to discuss and fellowship and enjoy the divine and rich provision is Dick Taylor. Dick, welcome back to our broadcast.
Thanks very much, Chris. It's really good to be here.
Dick, we're going to cover 5 specific divine and rich provisions today. And I think we both pray that the Lord will bring us all, including our listeners, into a practical experience of this constant salvation we've been hearing about. Give us a little overview, if you would, of these provisions from the book of Philippians before we begin our program today.
We see these provisions in chapter 2, and the first one is Christ as the pattern and the standard. Then the second provision is actually Christ as the inner operating God. Thirdly, you see the provision of being children of God, having received God's life and God's nature, so that we could live by Him and even live Him. Like Paul said, "For to me, to live is Christ." The fourth provision is luminaries. That means because we enjoy His life, and in Him is life, and the life is the light of men, the more we enjoy Him as life, the more we shine. We shine not with our own light, but we shine with He Himself. We become the very luminaries of God Himself, expressing Him. The last item of the divine provision is the Word of Life. Mm-hmm. The more we enjoy this Christ, who is the living Word embodied in His written Word, the more we are full of life, dispensing life, and for us to live is just Christ. So we're really grateful for these 5 divine provisions, enabling us to enjoy a constant salvation.
Dick, just as a bit of a review, we've seen a few times now, and I think it's so critical to this book of Philippians, and really the divine revelation contained in the New Testament, the salvation, this constant salvation we're talking about is the day-to-day, moment-by-moment, being saved and delivered from our very ordinary circumstances sometimes, or perhaps a very unique particular circumstance that the Lord has placed us in, such as in Paul's case when he was imprisoned in Rome and writing this letter to the Philippians. So this is to be distinguished from our eternal salvation, which we received once for all, of course.
Right. This is the salvation we need to experience as a married couple. We need to experience while we're driving on the freeway.
Right.
We need to experience when we're having to wait in line and something's wrong. Somebody's doing something improper. We need to be saved from our temper, many things. So this is a constant salvation. And the goal is not just to be saved from negative things, but it's to be saved to the point where, for to me, to live is Christ.
Well, our first segment today, we'll look at the first provision that we talked about. And this one is found in verses 5 through 11 of chapter 2. Christ is our pattern and our standard. Let's join Witness Lee for his fellowship.
In this portion of the Word, Paul not only gives us the constant salvation with its source and means, but also presents us the provision which is so divine and which is so rich for us to work out our daily salvation. Verses 5 to 11. It gives us such a complete record of the Lord Jesus being incarnated and lived on this earth. And then He was crucified and resurrected and ascended to the heavens. We all must be partners in what? In His human living. In the way He emptied Himself. And in the way he humbled himself, in the way he didn't grasp his equality with God as some treasure. Rather, he put that aside and emptied himself. He put the form of God aside. Then, after the emptying himself, he even humbled. He became a man. He was in the fashion of man, even in such a fashion. Not in a glorious fashion, but in a humble fashion. Even in such a humble fashion, still humble himself to such an extent that he obeyed God the Father to the uttermost, even unto death, and even the death of the cross. What then? God came in, God raised him up, and God exalted him to the third heavens. This is not only a pattern of our constant salvation, but also a standard. The pattern is from his incarnation to his death. That is the pattern. And what is the standard? The standard is from resurrection to the exaltation. We must have the enjoyment of such a salvation from incarnation to the death with a high standard, so high, from resurrection to exaltation.
Dick, the life of Christ is really the top pattern and standard. In the printed life study message, he gives a very practical example about a marriage situation, a marriage life where, as all marriages, even the good ones, have problems at times and hit rough spots.
Right.
You alluded to marriage a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Ron Kangas used this matter of driving on the freeway as a very practical example. Let's apply this standard to a marriage situation and see how is this practically bring a constant salvation even into our marriage.
The tendency in a marriage for the husband, for example, is to want to grasp the headship when there's a problem between the husband and wife.
Right.
And expect the wife to be absolutely obedient and submissive. This is just the way we are. But as you can see in our pattern, Jesus Christ, he humbled himself. He became obedient. In the process, he did not even grasp the headship of God.
Right.
But rather laid it aside so that he could accomplish his purpose. Ultimately, as our pattern, he humbled himself and was obedient even to death, the death of the cross. Then it says, wherefore God highly exalted him and raised him up, not only resurrected him, but exalted him to the throne. And here he is as our standard. He's the very standard of God. He was the pattern from his incarnation to his death. He became the standard in resurrection and in exaltation. The tendency within us is to right away want to be exalted to let people know who we are. But we must take the Lord's way to enter into this pattern and to experience this standard, this high standard of being resurrected and exalted. We must go the way the Lord went as the pattern. He went through death. He went through humbling himself, being obedient, and not counting the headship to be grasped, but put it aside. So when we're involved with a struggle with our wife, we need to be those who look away to Jesus. We need to look to him as our partner. Even the end of these verses, 5 through 11, indicates we should call on his name. God gave him a name above every name.
Right.
When we call on the name of the Lord, oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, I need you. This is to practically look away to him and take him as our partner. Then we are one with him as the pattern, who humbled himself, was obedient, was not grasping the headship, and we become exalted and raised to the throne in a proper way, not in an ambitious way to be somebody or to keep our position, etc., but rather as somebody who is flowingly, wonderfully, just in enjoying the pattern and the standard Christ, are living in our normal human life a proper God-man living.
Dick, what about the wife? She has a part in most of these unique situations that arise in the marriage are, well, there's the part where the husband maybe is over-striving to try to grasp his headship. the wife may be struggling a bit as well.
That's true. And the wife, when she sees the husband enjoying Christ as the pattern and the standard, it really is a humbling thing to her, and I believe also opens her up. But if the husband says, hey, don't you know I'm the head? You better submit. You know what that brings? That just brings a big fight. In fact, this chapter begins with doing nothing by way of selfish ambition, nor by way of vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, considering one another more excellent than yourselves. Without looking away to this pattern and enjoying Christ as this pattern and a standard, there is no way. Otherwise, we try to carry out the standard in our way, just to be the boss, to be the head, whatever, and it doesn't work. It just causes problems. But when we enjoy Christ as the pattern and standard, the result is oneness and a testimony together that for to me to live is Christ.
Dick, let's go on to the second and third provision. You mentioned five when we had our introduction today. It's found in verses 13 and 15. For it is God who operates in you, both the willing and the working for his good pleasure. And then verse 14, do all things without murmurings and reasonings. Here's Witness Lee once again.
Chapter 2, from verse 5 through verse 16 is one section. And this one section is on the constant salvation. It's on how to work out our own salvation. The first item of the divine provision is such a pattern with a standard. The pattern is wonderful and the standard is high. None of us can make it. What the second provision in verse 13? God is working in you.
Amen.
God is working in you.
Amen.
You cannot follow Jesus, but God can. God was once in Jesus. Now the same God is in you. Who was within that Jesus? The incarnated God. The very infinite God. The very eternal God. The very God in eternity who created the whole universe by his word. This God, through incarnation, he lived in Jesus. He made Jesus such a pattern. And he uplifted Jesus, making him such a high standard. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This God, very God, absolutely the same God, is now operating in you.
Amen.
He operated in Jesus once. Now he's operating in you. This is the second provision. The number one item is a pattern of salvation with a high standard. And the number two item of the provision is the inner working God. What is third? The third is this. Let me read to you. Do all things with tongue memories and reasonings, that you may become blameless, guiltless children of God. This is the third item of the provision. Children of God. We are children of what? Of God.
Amen.
In nature and in life, I am exactly the same as my God. Because I am one of his children. This is a plain statement of a plain fact. I am a son of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a son of God, we have what? We have God's life.
Amen.
God's nature.
Dick, these provisions are really marvelous. We have God being the one in us who's operating, and then, of course, our being children of God. We hear a lot about being children of God, but there's not much spoken in Christian circles about the God who operates in us. Develop this point for us especially. I think this is a marvelous aspect of the constant salvation.
I think this point is worth a zillion hallelujahs. Because, why, we see Christ is not merely an objective pattern and a marvelous objective standard. But the same one who's the wonderful pattern and the very high standard has become, in resurrection, the life-giving Spirit. and has now come into us to be the very operating God. Let's face it, Chris, none of us could imitate this pattern or come up to this standard. None of us. But we have to thank the Lord so much for this portion that not only is He the pattern and the standard, but He's the inner operating God, enabling us to do what we never could do. So as we enjoy Him, what happens? He operates within us to live out the pattern and standard life. Our need is just to really enjoy Him. How wonderful! We are children of God! We need to shout this because we have the very life, the very nature of God in our spirit. As a result, we have the capacity to be one with the Lord by His coming into us as the life-giving Spirit. It tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:17, He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Outwardly, we can never follow Him, but inwardly, we can continually enjoy Him and swallow Him. We need to exercise our spirit to take this one in, who's the life-giving Spirit.
We have to have this one within, take Him in, eat Him, drink Him, breathe Him. And if He's not operating in us in reality, Dick, is there any possibility, is there any imaginable circumstance where we could meet the standard and match that pattern?
You can give the answer as well as I can. No.
No. I think we all can give that answer. We have tried, and now we have a resounding chorus of can't make it.
That's right.
But one can make it.
It's like that billboard I saw one time. Peanut butter was open with a spoon there.
Yeah.
Caption was, swallow the leader. Now the way is not just by outwardly imitating. We swallow this marvelous, life-giving leader, Jesus.
Amen. Dick, as children of God with the divine life and nature, we have a special function. That comes up in the following verse here. We need to be those who are all the time shining. We need to hold forth the word of life to those around us. We want to join Witness Lee for the last two points, the last two provisions today, and they are in verses 15 and 16. That you may be blameless and guileless, children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and perverted generation, among whom you shine as luminaries in the world, holding forth the word of life, so that I may have a boast in the day of Christ, that I did not run in vain nor labor in vain. Wonderful words.
Wonderful words.
Let's go back to Witness Lee.
The fourth provision, you all are luminaries. Shining. Oh, as children of God, we all have the shining, reflecting function because we have the divine life with the divine nature. We all have been made luminaries. We have such a function to reflect. Whenever you just cooperate with the inner operation of God, based upon the divine life and the divine nature. Right way! You are a luminary shining the light of Christ. Isn't this wonderful? This is the fourth item of the divine rich provision. And then the last one, to hold forth the word of life. This is the fifth, the last item of the divine rich provision. Hallelujah! Now, what is the word of life? Thank the Lord, He has given us these two big gifts, the spirit within and the word without. Hallelujah! We all have the Bible. We all have the divine word. Every child of God must learn how to get into the Word of God by the inner divine life and divine nature. This means you have to get into the Word of the Scripture by exercising your spirit to contact the indwelling God based upon the divine life and divine nature. In words, it's hard for me to explain to you, but I believe you should have had lots of experiences of this already. By your experience, you should understand what I mean. If we just enjoy all these items of the divine provision, we are saved. And we are being saved daily and hourly we surely enjoy the constant salvation. Isn't this wonderful?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The very pattern today
Amen.
Is the standard on the throne. And this dear one is now right within me
Amen.
As the operating God, and I am his child, having his life and nature.
Amen.
And I do have the ability to reflect him.
Amen.
And he has given me the word of life, which I can enter in and enjoy his riches, and I can speak to everybody. All the enemies will be defeated,
Amen.
And all the devils will be scattered. So we have the victory of the constant salvation.
Dick, all the enemies will be defeated and all the devils will be scattered.
Amen.
This matter of luminaries and shining, it means a lot to me. I got saved due to the shining of a dear old sister in the Lord. She must have been in her 80s, and she approached me one night, and the shining just captured me. It captivated me. Of course, I found out what the shining was. That was this dear one who was living within her. She really was that night holding forth the word of life in a way that affected an unsaved young person who was really troubled. Our last section, I think I'll just let you comment as you would on these points we just heard.
I feel, Chris, that it's very hard to separate being a luminary and holding forth the word of life, because life and light just go together. This marvelous pattern with a high standard has become the inward operating God. We have become children of God, possessing his life and nature. And now we actually, as children, can enjoy him. And the more we enjoy him, the more we become the luminaries. We have the ability to shine him forth.
Amen.
And we also can dive into the word so that the word becomes the word of life. We hold forth all the riches of the word of life. So our being full of life and our shining really, really go together. The main thing is that we would take advantage of the provisions we have.
Right.
That is this marvelous Christ within us with his life and nature, and we have his word without. In chapter 1, he's the bountiful spirit. And now we see he's the wonderful word for us to dive into and enjoy. And as a result, we get saved from a host of things. So may we be those who every day exercise our spirit, not only calling on his dear name, but getting into his word.
For Dick Taylor today, I'm Chris Wilde. Thanks very much for listening.